referred to a lady teaching a school, or school mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a family name. It was the name of a barrel maker. Can you think of that?
Cripple.
Okay. How would you call a married woman with that last name? You'd call her?
Well.
Her husband would be Mr. Should be.
She'd be Mrs. Jones. If her husband was Mr. Jones, she'd be Mrs. Jones. She was spoken of as Mrs. Jones.
Okay, but if her last name was that name of a barrel maker, that cook.
Cooper?
She'd be. You'd call her.
Cooper's wife, if that matter.
Okay, or you call her.
Well, as I said now, in speaking of people like that and speaking of a man's wife, he always used his family name and then Mrs. So-and-so.
Okay, so you'd call her. How would you call her?
Call her Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Now, you might have a preacher that's not very well trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, just preaches on Sunday here and there, and he's not very good at preaching either. What might you call him?
Oh, you hear lots of people say Jack Lake preacher.
Okay.
But there's another name that he's commonly called by. I was trying to think of what that was.
Shade
Tree preacher or
you ever heard yard axe?
Nah. I can't think what it is, but there's a expression that people use about that kind of preacher, but I can't bring it to mind mm-hmm. right now.
What does jack wagon and shade tree mean? Yeah.
They're
the same thing?
Well, practically the same thing. In other words, not very good at anything.
Yeah.
That sums it up. When you classify somebody as a jackleg or a shade tree worker, this, that, and the other, he's not very good at anything. Now, he's just sort of an oddball you don't fit into. And he can't do anything perfect.
Yeah. What about shade tree mechanic?
Well, now that's the same thing. He's a fellow that undertakes to do a job that he's not voiced in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an amateur, he's a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
But he takes up, and he's got the nerve to take up the job, but yet at the same time, he's an amateur. He don't know what it's all about.
Yeah.
And we'll call him a shade tree mechanic, or a would-be. In the carpentry, we always said would-be.
Would-be
a carpenter if he knew how. But he's working in wood. And we fellows know he uses this expression. He's a would-be.
A would-be?
Would-be. Be.
Would-be.
Yeah. Would-be. All the world he can do is just messing up this wood, destroying something. He's not able to master the job. And we refer to him as a would-be. And then the definition, just followed on out, would be a carpenter. If he knew how.
Yeah.
But he didn't know how, you know.
Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. And, did you ever hear that word aunt pronounced any different?
Oh, some. Heard some people say aunt.
Aunt? Who would say that?
Probably older people.
White people?
Yeah. And now I don't tell you nothing now. Let's go back to that while I got this, that in mind. When I was a child growing up,
mm-hmm.
all of our colored people, you see, they were just, hadn't been freed